There are those who will tell you that China is in danger of repeating the mistakes Japan made a quarter of a century ago. In the run-up to that lost decade in Japan, there was a huge asset price bubble, which in plain English means the value of shares and property rose too far too fast. In China too, property prices have soared as millions of people moved from the countryside to the cities to seek their fortune. Many young Chinese found they couldn't afford a home as a result. So the Communist Party moved to curb prices with limits on bank lending. As a result, prices are now falling pretty much everywhere, leading to fears of an American-style housing crash. Well, one of the places most affected is the eastern city of Hangzhou, as our reporter Rob Young has been discovering.
I'm on a busy shopping street in the centre of Hangzhou. On each side of the road, there are two-storey buildings with traditional tiled roofs and wooden balconies. There aren't many of these left in the city any longer. There are quite a few cyclists weaving their way through the shoppers, some of them riding in a slightly wobbly way as they've got an umbrella in one of their hands to try to keep the rain off them. There's a stall here selling wind chimes and the traditional golden waving cat, which is a sign of luck in China. And there are a couple of men in a bread shop chanting as they use big wooden mallets to make what look like biscuits. Hangzhou's known throughout China for this. It's West Lake, a huge lagoon with giant pink lotus flowers sticking out above the surface. I'm standing on its stone half-moon bridge. It's supposedly more than 1,000 years old and is known to many Chinese as the setting of an ancient romantic fairy tale. And there are couples posing for photos on the bridge with a pagoda in the background. It's picture postcard China. Well, I've just wandered over to the pagoda now, and there's an old lady playing a Chinese flute as people sit around watching her. She's Yang Yuan. She's 74 years old, and I'm going to try and get a word with her.
I've been playing the flute for 4 or 5 years. Every morning I come here to dance and play the flute. It's so much fun and keeps me healthy, and my children don't need to worry about me. I've become like a tourist attraction of Hangzhou. It's such a joy.
So you've lived in Hangzhou for about 50 years or so. There's the new underground network, there are new roads and motorways, there are hundreds and hundreds of new apartment blocks as well. There have been big changes recently.
Yes, transportation is now very convenient and we have many high buildings. Before, when we went to Shanghai, we'd be amazed at the high buildings, but now we have lots of them here and very rapid progress. I feel happy to live in Hangzhou. It's good to preserve part of the historic houses, but it's much more comfortable to live in the high-rise apartment buildings. Before, we were living in shabby courtyards, which were very small. Now we definitely have better living conditions.
This place is incredible. It's huge, isn't it? There's a big walk-in wardrobe here. Rather bizarrely, there's a glass wall between the bedroom and the bathroom. Throughout, it's decorated it very extravagantly. It's amazing.
It's a perfect apartment for, you know, three-person family, one young couple with a child.
An estate agent, Miss Wang, is showing me around a brand new block of luxury apartments. Prices have been cut just months after they went on sale. How much would this cost me?
It's 5.7 million RMB. That's $900,000.
Is that cheaper than it was a while back? Is there a discount on that?
It's cheaper than it was when we started in 2011. That's the current price. Now the banks have tighter cash flow. Also, people think the government might launch something like a property tax. That would make the price go a bit lower. So buyers have started to wait and see again. That's why we are giving a better discount.
If I wait, will it get cheaper?
Not necessarily. Somebody will buy the property before you, because the total number of apartments for sale is going down all the time.
I've been to several housing developments and it's the same story everywhere. There are loads of unsold apartments and they're all offering discounts, one as much as a quarter off. I'm having a cup of chrysanthemum flower tea with Yi Jian. He's a 28-year-old medical equipment salesman. Like many young Chinese, he can't afford his own home, despite the recent price falls.
I've been living in Hangzhou for 4 years, and yes, I do have a plan to buy a property here. Property prices are definitely a factor, and we're keeping a very close eye on the falling prices, and we'll keep doing that. If prices have already reached the bottom, I have no other choice. I have to buy. But I hope the prices keep going down.
So have you been saving hard? Have you been putting away some money every month for the apartment of your dreams?
I can't afford to buy an apartment on my own. I definitely need the support from my family, but that's why I need to decide how big the apartment should be. I'm looking for a smaller apartment so it will be easier for us to pay the mortgage, but it depends on my future girlfriend, so that's why I need to find a girlfriend as soon as possible.
A man on a mission there. That was Hangzhou resident Yi Jian speaking to Rob Young. Well, Rob's also been discussing the future with Esther Fung, a reporter covering the Chinese property market at the Wall Street Journal newspaper in Shanghai.
Lots of analysts and property developers themselves, they've been observing and studying the property busts of other countries, the US and Japan, and they're trying to avoid the potholes. One of the things that they kept mentioning that would definitely help China would be the low rate of urbanization that China is seeing right now.
There are huge examples right across China of what you might term exuberance. The government during the financial crisis wanted to keep economic growth rates high. It threw loads of money at projects such as high-speed rail and five-lane motorways and new underground systems, and also great big urban property developments. There's one on the edge of this city, Hangzhou, called Tenducheng, where there is a replica of the Eiffel Tower, and you've got streets which look like any Parisian street. Indeed, you could think you very much were in Paris. And there are lots of examples around China, aren't there, of this kind of project, vanity project, you might say.
That's right. There's even an exact replica of an Austrian village somewhere. Lots and lots of Eiffel Towers around China as well. These are the result of the excessive credit that was extended to the market following the $4 trillion stimulus in 2009.
And so, Esther, when we hear about investors losing money on paper initially, unless they decide to sell, of course, and property prices go down by a quarter, that means that households would lose money, and we've got developers perhaps earning less in return. Does that affect the banking system? Because this was the problem in America, wasn't it, in 2008, when people couldn't pay their mortgages, banks were losing money, and we had Lehman Brothers go belly up. Is there a risk of that in China?
That is a risk that some people are now highlighting. One of the things that other analysts have pointed out was that the requirement for 30% down payment on homes here, that would help to cushion a banking crisis, for instance. But we've also seen instances where property developers are removing the requirement for down payments, and that is a very, very tricky scenario.
Yeah, 0% deposit, 0% interest payments on your mortgage. Pretty much anybody could get a property under those circumstances.
It's something that the officials are trying to tamp down as well, but I'm not sure what their resolve is. It seems to be spreading to other cities.
Mm. Now, you're the property correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, so you must get to go around some of the swankiest pads in the country, do you?
Yes, I've seen some of the various showrooms of high-end villas, and I've also seen some mid-end type of flats. So, yeah, I've seen my fair share of developments here.
So it's all chandeliers and silverware?
They like the chandeliers, you're right. Lots of silverware, lots of imported European furniture.
That's interesting. And so perhaps a lot of the property which the Chinese government would like people to buy isn't Chinese-based. Perhaps it's actually coming from abroad.
If anything the Chinese are known for, they're also known for replicating and copying. So
that was Esther Fung of the Financial Times in Shanghai, speaking to the BBC's Rob Young.